It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One day, while walking with some friends in a back street of Florence, the great sculptor Michelangelo saw a block of marble amid a rubbish heap. The marble was rough, shapeless, even stained. None of his friends paid any attention to the piece of marble and were surprised when Michelangelo sought to recover it. One of the friends asked Michelangelo what he wanted with a worthless piece of rock. His reply, "There's an angel in that stone, and I must get it out." Countless other people had passed by that rubbish heap and had seen the piece of marble, but not a single one of them thought of the discarded piece of rock as having any significant value in it. It took the eyes of a master sculptor to see the hidden beauty. How many times and in how many areas of life this story could be retold? Something of great value we pass every day because we cannot see the hidden beauty. Someone has asked what the significance of the Christian faith is. What is it about this religion that sets it above other religions? Well, one thing is the ability of the Galilean to see hidden beauty and strength in people, which passes the vision of others. No one had ever thought of Matthew, the hated tax collector in Capernaum, as having any quality about him worthy of redeeming. Even Matthew himself probably thought there was nothing of particular value about himself, except, of course, his money. But one day Christ was walking along the road when he came to Matthew's collecting station. The carpenter looked at Matthew and saw in him one who could help change the world for God's purpose. And Christ picked Matthew, the tax collector, up out of the rubbish pile and polished him into a creature of beauty and strength. Once I was invited to preach in a little country church. After the service had begun, I noticed a person enter whom I had known while growing up. This person had come up the hard way and had lived a rather rough life. So I was surprised to see him in a church service. I asked someone about him later and was told that he was one of the most faithful members that the church had. That person would have been the last person I would have ever expected to see in church. But the shepherd of men saw the beauty which was hidden from human eyes and had worked to bring the beauty out. What is it which is so special about this Christ we follow? It is his ability to take lives which have been discarded as worthless by fellow humans, to redeem and change them, and to shape them into lives of beauty and strength. In every life there is some hidden beauty. Every person has about him some of life's greatest qualities. And it is this Galilean, this master sculptor of men, who can bring these qualities to surface. I know this to be true because I've seen it with my own eyes.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.